time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru, another show coming up. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's going on?
Not much. Big time guest coming up. Tewksbury Softball, one of the best teams in the valley, once again. But they've been having competition. They got four losses now. But sometimes that shapes you into a better postseason team, you know. Mm-hmm. Fighting those battles in the regular season and seeing where your weaknesses are and stuff. And you know, sometimes we know being too perfect isn't the best thing going to the postseason, as we learned with the Bruins.
too soon.
Is it too soon? I know it hurts badly. You know what doesn't hurt though? Honestly, I don't know if you're one of these people, but I am. Seeing how good Florida's doing now actually makes me feel a little better.
Oh no, not me.
No, not at all. Not even close.
No, still no excuses. The Bruins were better than them. Florida's a good team. Not taking anything away from that, but the Bruins are a better team. That's my whole problem with the Bruins. They lose to teams that they're better than way too often, and certain players on the team don't take any criticism for it when they deserve it.
Marchand and Bergeron, what's the legacy?
Bergeron's legacy is coming up short. I mean, that's the thing they blame. Every time they lose, they blame Marchand or Pastrnak the goalie. And, you know, I don't know, just how many times has Bergeron gotten outplayed by players he's better than?
So were those two all part of all three Stanley Cups that they made in the last 10, 12 years?
Yep, and Krejci, even though he took one beer off. Those are the only three that were in all three.
So they're 1-2 in Cup finals. Mm-hmm. So basically, they are the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, Kurt Warner.
So was Warner 1-2?
1-2, yep.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eagles, 05 loss to the Pats, 17 win against the Pats, and then 23 loss against the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
So they're very similar to the Eagles. And
you know,
so the history is going to look back at them and really not saying much about them. They're just going to be like, all right, no, I mean, they snuck in a Stanley Cup.
It's the Blues one that really still stands. That's one of the top five worst Boston sports moments of my lifetime was that game 7 against the Blues. I'd only put Super Bowl 42 ahead of it, if I'm being honest. You know, Chicago Blackhawks in 2013 were a little better than the Bruins.
And yeah, exactly.
The Bruins gave them a game. Bruins gave them a series. They just weren't quite as good.
Yep. Well, let's poke around the horn here. Get some better news out of the Merrimack Valley. Talk about some rankings, where teams stand. We got Central Catholic, number 5 in Division 1 for baseball.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Chelmsford, number 19, having a fine season at 9-2, according to these rankings. So, baseball division 2, what you got? You got
I know North Andover's got to be around there somewhere.
Actually, were they in? They might have been in 1.
Yeah, they might be in 1 now. I'm not seeing any Merrimack Valley here in 2.
Yeah, I missed them there. North Andover's 39 though in 1.
Oh wow, okay. That's surprising.
4 and 5. Yeah. Okay. They were kind of hyped up. They're not really living up to it.
Yeah. I'm not seeing really anything in 2 either.
For three.
We have Bill Ricka 27th at 7-4. That's
the
highest. Tewksbury's 38th at 2-7. You know, it's looking like the power is in that MVC large this year.
Exactly. In softball, as we'll hear from later in the show, Tewksbury coach, she points out later in the show, even though we haven't done it yet, the wonders of Zoom pre-records. She points out that Central's having a great year, and they definitely are. 10-1. Time this rankings number 1 in softball.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah. That's and pretty legit.
Two and number 11 at 6-4. Chelmsford 15 at 4-6. So losing record gets you 15th ranking in the state. Softball, Bill. It's the Bill Ricka Tewksbury show in 2, as we know.
As usual, 1-3.
Yep, undefeated Bill Ricka, and then Tewksbury now 4 losses, undefeated at the time of this ranking. So, that's about all she wrote for softball. And how's lacrosse doing, Nick? What do we got? Anything high up for?
Not much. I know Chelmsford was your top boys squad in Division One.
Merrimack. Actually, North Andover's above them. Yeah. Sorry.
Yep. They're 9 and 10, respectively. At North Andover 7 and 3 in the last rankings. Chelmsford 8 and 4. So that's looking like the class of the MVC there on the LAC stage, boys wise.
Andover right behind Chelmsford. So we got 9, 10, 11. You got North Andover, Chelmsford, Andover.
And sorry, it was Chelmsford on the girls' side too. Division One. They're 7 and 3, ranked number 7. So they are they're Chelmsford lacrosse. It looks like that's their game over there, Lion Country.
Yeah. Good. Something to watch for them in the postseason. Mm-hmm. All right. I think we covered a lot of the highlights.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Cool. So let's call it an opening segment and let's take a break. And as promised, we're going to have Brittany Souza, Tewksbury softball coach, coming up on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
We're back on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk with our one and only guest of the day, Tewksbury softball coach Brittany Souza, repeat guest. How does 2023 find you, coach?
Very good. Excited. Ready for a new year. The kids are excited. Just super excited and can't wait for the playoffs to start.
Absolutely. Yeah, Brittany, I mean, midseason, you guys are currently ranked third in the Division II rankings. What's been working well for the team this year?
Just playing collective softball. We're playing as a team. We don't rely on that one player to win every game for us. We have collectively 10 returning starters. We brought four new kids to our team this year and as freshmen, or a sophomore and three freshmen, and just gelling together and spending a lot of time with each other has really been helping us in the games. We've had some tough competitions. Our four losses I'm okay with. They were great games. We were in all four of them. Stinks that we didn't win, but again, this year it's really not the outcome that we're looking for. It's being in tight games and learning from the mistakes or the losses every game.
Yeah. State finalists last year, 3-1 loss to Westfield, back at it this year. This team is emerging now. It's like past the midway point, so you're getting a great feel of it. What's the big difference, you know, between this year and last year?
I feel like this year the kids are playing with a little more pressure on them this year. So I think that is, you know, those bigger games, I think that's what's like holding us back a tiny bit from winning them, is they're playing with more pressure. Every game is like, we're getting every team's best game, right? So there's no like, oh, nobody knew who we were last year. And then this year you're looking at the Boston Herald, the Eagle Tribune, the Lowell Sun, like we're kind of the headline of all of those newspapers and we, you know, we're one of the top teams, so we're getting every team's best game. So that's the thing I keep saying to the girls, is this isn't last year, it's a new year, so we need to make sure that we play every game like it's our best game. It doesn't matter who we're playing, it has to be the same game of softball, just a different opponent every game.
Mm-hmm. Brittany, you mentioned that veteran presence. I'm, you know, just kind of looking at some roundups in the Lowell Sun. I mean, the names, you know, Sam Ryan, Samantha Perkins, I feel like they've been around forever. I feel like we've been talking about them for 3-4 years now.
Yeah, they're my only two seniors again this year. So they unfortunately missed their COVID freshman year, but they've been starters, our 1-2 punch, you know, our battery. They have been leaders for 3 years for us, you know, and they're the ones that are getting, keeping those kids amped up, getting big hits every game. Sam's been pitching very well for us and her bat's just starting to light up right now. You know, the first couple games she struggled with a little bit and now she's really turning it up at the plate. So I'm perfect timing for that. And then Sam Perkins has been our consistent swing, our consistent bat, getting on base, whether it's drawing a walk or not, as the 3-4 hitter there.
You mentioned media earlier, and big news in the Tewksbury circles is that Jamie Pote, your friend at the Tewksbury Town Crier, went to the Eagle Tribune. So there's not, I would imagine there was a lot of calls, emails with Jamie, and it's, are you going to miss that?
Yeah, he was great. He gave us a ton of coverage too. And, was at so many games. We had built a good relationship over the last 6 years. But Jason, who took over for him, has jumped right in. And we've already like kind of picked up where me and Jamie left off. Jamie bridged that gap for us, which was awesome for him. Super great guy. And I wish him the best of luck at the Eagle Tribune. And I'm from Methuen, so it's my local paper. So I'm like, hey, give us a couple shout outs over there.
That's right. He can cover it as the, you know, Methuen's own is leading Tewksbury too, like that. You kind of is Nick and I know all the tricks to get some coverage going.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely. Brittany, take us through some of the highlights this season. What are some of the biggest wins you guys have picked up?
So again, we had a couple tough losses, but great games. But most of the other games, we just really hit and made adjustments later in the innings. I think right now our biggest thing is just, we're not adjusting early in the game and it's taking us that 4, 5, 6, 7 innings to hit. I think in those later innings, the 4, 5, 6, and 7, we've scored 112 runs. In those first three innings, we've only scored like 22 so far in our whole season. So if you can put that together. But some of the highlights, you know, our pitchers, Whitney Gigante and Sam Ryan, are both 1-2. Like, it doesn't matter who throws the game. They're both very capable of it. We have Becca Harris, who's the most consistent shortstop I have watched play. Like, every ball that gets hit to her, it's chewed up and it's an automatic out across the diamond, no matter where she is. Alyssa Adams done a good job in the outfield. Aslan Davis is our right fielder. And she's just a small little scrappy kid that just gets the job done and like always comes up with the big hit whenever we need it. Avery Della Piana has settled in at first base very nicely and wasn't a first baseman up until last year. So she's really put in a lot of extra work. Abby Tower, she's our third baseman, has settled in nice there defensively. Like, these kids are just, you know, all playing and wanting to play together. We just got to get a couple good lucky plays our way and all those losses would have been wins.
Yeah. And you know, speaking of these competitive games, Merrimack Valley always produces competition. So generally, what's the big picture in the Valley right now in terms of, you know, who are the top teams? And, you know, obviously Methuen, Billerica, Tewksbury, always in the mix statewise. But who else is doing well, too?
Central Catholic's doing well, too. They're, I think, have one loss. You know, that's my alma mater. So I talk to Stacy a lot on the phone. We kind of go back and forth, but she's like, you guys scored the most runs off of us so far. But those are probably the top four teams. And then, you know, North Andover is competitive. They have a great pitcher, Bridget Gaffney, who's a good pitcher. They're, you know, Chelmsford was a great game for us. That was a 2-1 game. So every team is pretty competitive. And again, in our conference, as everybody knows, anybody could win on any given day. So that's, you know, the stress of just like play our game. It doesn't matter who we're playing against, whether and our level of competition can't drop. It has to be high the entire game.
Coach, you just mentioned, you know, two pitchers. Talk about the luxury of having two pitchers. I know, I feel like there's kind of a misconception with softball just because it's a natural, you know, arm motion doesn't mean that they don't get tired. I feel like you need somebody to come in there at times to, you know, in relief.
Yeah, definitely. So Witt and Sam, I've worked with them since they were in like fifth grade. And so it was kind of cool watching them, like, you know, grow into the pitchers that they are. I've known them for a long time, both of them. This week we have four games. We play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday this week. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine having one pitcher. Like, that's a lot to ask a kid to pitch four games. And if one goes extra innings, or, you know, there's a longer games and they're up to 150 pitches and they have to pitch the next game, although they might not be super sore, it's still, your body isn't fully rested. So we're lucky enough that we can just go 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, or split the games in half so that they're both crisp for whatever games we need them. So it's a super advantage to have two pitchers. And to be honest, the teams don't know who we're throwing until they see our lineup card, you know?
Yeah. And are you blessed enough where you have friends or colleagues that can go and scout other teams and say, all right, well, I think that this pitcher would work better against this team or something?
You know, yeah, you have the so time, we do, or a lot of that. No, yeah. Yes. But we make the time. We do scout a lot of games. Like, I go to a lot of games, like matchups, to see, you know, not even necessarily who we need to pitch, but just more so how to pitch to the batters. And both of my pitchers are very different styles. One's a lefty, one's a righty. So we have that benefit, like, oh, this team struggles hitting this kind of pitching, and one throws high, one throws low. So we have that, like, they're very, very different. So we can look at, like, all right, you know, we can throw this based off of what I saw these teams hit this pitcher well, and stuff like that. So
yeah.
The lefty righty punch is definitely an awesome thing. And mid game, even, you know, hitting against a righty all game, and then all of a sudden the lefty comes up, it's a completely different, they have completely different spins to their balls, different pitches, like everything.
Yeah. How much can you swap, just once, or can you go in the same game?
So I actually use both of my pitchers when they're not pitching. One's either DH left field, or one's first base. So they're always in our lineup as like DP flex. So I can interchange them every inning. It doesn't matter. I can use them as much as I want. Because they're in the lineup. If it was a substitution and they were on the bench, you only have two re-entries. But if they're in the lineup, I can change that every single inning, for every three batters, like whatever you want.
Have you done that a lot in intergame switches?
I've done like three innings, four innings mostly. That way, second, third time around, hitters hit better the more they see the pitcher, right? So we've done a little bit more. All right, as soon as they've seen this girl twice, they're starting to put the bat on the ball, let's go to the other pitcher and close the game out. So we've done that a couple times, and it's successful, you know?
Yeah. All right, Brittany Souza, thank you for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk for another great interview. Big, huge week this week. It's like a quarter of your season this week, almost.
I know. Look, two at and a half weeks left. That's it.
Yeah. And who is that? You said there's a Friday game, right?
Yeah, we play North Andover Friday.
Okay, where is that one, and what time?
It's at North Andover McAvoy Field at 4:00. That's always a good game for me because I've trained that pitcher since she was 8 years old too.
Oh, so. No kidding.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh man. All right, cool. Well, Brittany Souza, thanks again. Best of luck with Tewksbury softball in this busy week.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too. Bye now.
Bye.
All right, cool. Brittany Souza in the books. Next up, one final segment. It's going to be Nick and Dom's top moments in Merrimack Valley sports this week.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help.
We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Hey, wrapping things up here. Welcome back, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Our final segment is in. And that means you're going to find out what Dom and Nick think are the top moments of the week. Nick, what do you got?
I got a softball showdown in the MVC. Two of the powerhouses, Methuen and Tewksbury, went at it last week, and it went to extra innings. It ended up being the visiting Rangers, three runs in the eighth to take down the Redmen in a thriller. Alyssa Adams led Tewksbury, three hits. Samantha Ryan had a two-run triple. And Methuen, obviously, is pretty damn good, too, if they're able to get past Tewksbury there.
Yeah, two of the top teams in the state, right? Mm-hmm. Methuen's yep. always duking it out in Division One, and Tewksbury's up there, like three seed and number... according to the rankings that came out last Friday, and Bill Rick is number one, by the way, in that division.
Yeah. Methuen is 11 in Division One.
Yeah, so they're competing. So good. All right. Well, my top moment comes on the diamond here. North Andover and Andover baseball. Andover pulls off the comeback win. Oof. In the bottom of the seventh. They are down, and they scored three runs. They were down 5-3. Wow. They score three runs to win it over the rival North Andover. And how do they win it, Nick? Oh, just, the traditional suicide squeeze.
Say the most nail-biting play in all of baseball. Every time I see that run or break and the squeeze is coming, I get very tense.
Yeah.
So much, something interesting is going to happen whether they execute it or not.
It's such a risk. If you have one out and the bunter pops it up, right?
Yeah.
Then you're done. You're out of the inning. Exactly.
You just and it's not like, like you see softball teams. It's like when they lay down a bunt, if there's no force at home, you're not getting that runner coming from third unless you make an otherworldly play. Baseball, if the bunt's not good, you can.
Yeah.
Which makes it even more intense.
Yeah. So, it's just funny. Like the pressure's kind of off. All you have to do in that sense in baseball is get the bunt in play.
Yeah.
And then you've executed correctly. The bunting art is a little more challenging if you want to move a runner over.
Yeah.
Because if you bunt it
in the right place.
Yeah. If you direct it right to the pitcher, he can just
turn
around.
But also with a suicide squeeze, if you don't get a pitch to hit, you still got to offer.
You run at it. Yeah. Well, a good pitcher would, and a good catcher would communicate like squeeze or something.
Yeah.
And it's not a thing you practice a lot. I mean, they probably should maybe at the end of practice, just throw it in, but the pitcher should work on throwing it high into the outside of wherever the batter is, or even behind the batter.
Yeah. throw it at him.
Yeah. Behind the batter is even better, but it's a hard thing to execute. So I find that when you're trying to throw a bad pitch, you throw a perfect pitch.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's like a mental thing. It's like, hey, pitcher, do everything the opposite of what you've been taught, So,
so true.
All right. Well, the players in this situation with Andover, North Andover, were senior John Bissett. He's the one that did get it done. Executed the one out suicide squeeze. This is from the Eagle Tribune. Bunt perfectly, and he plated Mason Rostner with the game winner. Unbelievable. The Eagle Tribune reporter says it was a risky thing because the North Andover reliever was struggling with his control, which could have been to his advantage in that moment. But he probably threw somewhat of a strike, and Bissett laid it down. It's unbelievable. So he's going to Westfield State, Bissett is, and his coach is nothing but praise for him. Just being a great baseball player, good mind. Mm-hmm. All right, well, those are two big moments, Dom and Nick's, from the week that was Merrimack Valley. All right, stay with us for more rankings talk. We're getting closer and closer to the postseason. plenty of action. We know the Merrimack Valley will not disappoint. All right.
It does.
All good. Thank you, Nick, and have another good week, everybody. And we'll see you next week on MSONewsSports.com.